5.7 WRR, 60s, 70s, 80s, all in one place. Let's stand tonight together. The Stones with Lorne and Wally. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
That is the song that they did on the Ed Sullivan Show. And Ed Sullivan said to them, don't say, let's spend the night together. They were supposed to say, let's spend some time together. And they said, let's spend the night together.
They did it anyway.
So they never played again on the Stones.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That is amazing, really.
You have to think about it.
Really?
You know, I'm reading.
To see where we've come from then.
I'm reading the Smothers, well, I just finished it, the Smothers Brothers biography, autobiography, and all the troubles they had with the censors with CBS, and they ended up just firing the Smothers. They canceled the show. When you think about some of the word breast, they could not even say the word breast, and it's funny because there was a line in one of the sketches they had that it says, My heart beats softly in my breast for you. So Tommy Smothers ran it by this, and they said, no, you can't say that. So just to screw with the censors, Tommy put my wrist. He put
my heart beats gently in my wrist
for you. Just to make it sound so ridiculous.
Really?
It's amazing the stuff they were censoring then. It's
hey,
crazy.
See what the commute's doing. Hank's here this morning. Hanky's Banky. What's going on, buddy?
My breasts are heaving as I deliver this to you.
Very good.
Yeah, good.
Hank Morse, 105.7 WROR.
So do you guys think that the Tiger Woods thing is kind of ridiculous,
yep,
the thing they're doing today?
Yep. They're breaking into regular programming.
They're actually going to interrupt regular programming for the Tiger Woods statement. And it's not a press conference because no questions are going to be asked. It's just going to make a statement. 5 to 7 minutes is what they're saying.
Now, well, don't you think, though, really, that the networks do research and they think
know people
that
are going
we want to see this.
That's
so,
right. They do think we want to see this.
So that's, I mean, I don't know if you can really totally blame them.
And then yesterday, Ernie Els was all upset saying that, you know, that he shouldn't be making.
I saw that.
It, you know, it's disrespectful to golf and it should be. But I'm thinking, you know, Tiger Woods is getting back at Accenture now because they're the first ones who dumped him. So during their golf tournament, he's going to interrupt their golf tournament.
Oh, I never even thought of that. And, that's funny.
I've got a little, they don't know if this is true, but online yesterday, a piece of his so-called speech this morning.
His statement, yeah.
Directly to the point, there is no one to blame but me for the mess I put my wife and family through. I accept total and complete responsibility. My wife and I have been trying to work things out, but sadly, things have not worked out. We've decided to live apart with me having mutually agreed upon times when I can be with our children.
I don't think he's going to say anything about his family like that. I don't think he's going to reveal any. I think he's just going to apologize.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong.
And certainly you don't think she's going to be with him, do you?
No. Yeah.
She's going to be sitting with me watching him.
I don't have a problem with that.
I do have a couple of things that they're not expecting him to say during the press conference today. They don't expect him to say, hey, heard any good jokes lately?
He's
probably not going to say that because somebody might tell him a joke.
Isn't it?
105.7 WROR.
It makes you feel like that.
It's the WROR Winter Video Games.
Be part of our elite field of competitors.
Register at WROR.com for a chance to join Team Lorne and Wally or Team Doyle and Devereaux.
The teams compete in a video game tournament at Carney's Furniture Superstore in Braintree, Thursday, February 25th from 6 to 8.
The grand prize, a $500 Carney's gift card.
You're invited to come watch the games and play for other prizes.
The first 105 to arrive receive a Men from Maine talking bottle opener
from the champions of the 12-ounce curl. 105.7 WROR.
So, okay, sports time is here for WROR.
Twin River brings you the sports
today. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Oh, 5.7 WROR. 60s, 70s, 80s, all in one place. Lean on me. That's Bill Withers. Okay, it's 21 past 6 now. So I'm at the Dunkin' Donuts down here on Morrissey Boulevard about a few minutes before 4 this morning, picking up my usual coffee run in the morning here. And I run into this cab driver. He says, hey, Lorne, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good, thanks. How you doing? He said, where's Wally? I said, well, he's coming down, from Lexington this morning. He said, yeah, I used to run into him at Dunkin' Donuts all the time. And he said, I haven't seen him lately.
I said, oh, don't worry. He stops by someplace every day for his iced coffee.
You make a good point, though, because there are so many different Dunkin' Donuts you can at. I mean, there are like three different ones that I can, depending on where I am in my trip in, I can, you know, go to the one on Old Colony. And
You know they're going to open one in Russia?
Really?
They're opening a Dunkin'. I just read it this morning because they had the 60th anniversary thing yesterday.
That's right, yeah.
With Lenny Clark, and they had said that there are plans on opening one in Russia.
Well, they're going to love it.
Who can guarantee them? These Luskies are going to have a great treat coming their way.
Yeah. Give me large mocha.